Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, baby, and it is your girl Queen's favorite day of the week. Yes, I'm officially back, you guys, with another episode, and I'm freaking excited. But I say that every week, right? I just love sitting down chatting with you guys. And though we had to reschedule last week's episode, so that's why you guys are getting two episodes back to back, because we had to reschedule last week's episode. But I'm so excited to sit down with you guys, chat with you guys. There's a lot that's on my mind, and I feel like, yeah, let's just sit down, have a chit-chatty, okay? Before we get into all of that, though, I do want to say, if you are new to Fancy Plans and Things Radio, I just want to say thank you for dropping in. Over here, we love to keep it real and raw. We talk about the babes behind the planners. We talk about life. We talk about our journeys to authenticity. And, of course, now we're on the road of audacity. And let me tell you, the road of audacity has just been as crazy as the road of authenticity. But if you think you want to hear all about Queen's world, her life, things that are going on, keeping it real, the babes behind the planners, and all of the good things in between, then welcome to the Royal Gang family. If you're an oldie but a goodie, but you're always here listening to every episode that your girl drops, welcome back. Thank you for being part of the Royal Gang family. Oh my gosh, you guys. First of all, it is still so crazy that it is 2023, but it's even more so crazy of like, where the hell is the month going? Is anybody starting to have like a full on like panic mode of like, what the hell is happening? Because it's March and it's like mid-March. It is mid-March. What is going on? It was just January. Also, though, I absolutely hated January. I felt like January was like my trial month of 2023. And then I was like, get somebody else to do it. get somebody else to do it. Get somebody else to do it. I don't want to. 2023 was just, I felt like it was ghetto. It was just like the beginning of 2023 was just ghetto. Okay. January was ghetto. I didn't like it. You know, one star, you know, tomato, 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 tomato. Like, I just, you know, I didn't want it. It could have been that like seasonal depression was like hitting me, okay? And I feel like I've never really felt the way I felt in January. Like, I never really, this is when I said that like mental health is very, very important, because I'm a person that, yes, I want to make it so bad. I want to be like, as you guys know, that I'm working towards, well, some of you may not know, I'm actually working towards just being a full-time content creator. And because I want to make it so bad, sometimes that my mental health, I will shut that part off that needs help and be like, yo, you got to get what you got to get done. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to be here, because I want to be successful. I want to have the life that I think that I deserve and know that I deserve. And so sometimes I will push myself and push myself and push myself, which leads me back to like how I talked about how I'm great at masking, right? But you guys, honestly, in 2023, I just realize I have got to stop doing that. I don't want to bring you guys shows that I'm not proud of. I don't want to fake it. I want to just continue to be like real and honest and raw. And that's really something that I've struggled with, especially through my authenticity journey, trying to figure out like the things to share and what not to share. And I'm guessing all that comes with like, you know, like people are so judgmental. And when you share your life online, and you, even if you're just sharing snippets or like, you know, just little things of your life, right? People just feel like they are entitled to you. They're entitled to know everything about you. They're entitled to know this about you and that about your husband and this about your kids and this and this and that. And you know, it's just like, yo, I deserve to have some things to myself. I don't have to answer you. And just because I share my life online does not mean I need to share everything about my life. And also, I'm allowed to have feelings. You know, these are people behind, you know, these planners and these beautiful accounts and photos and all that. These are actual real people with feelings and thought processes. And I think sometimes, like, I look back at, like, some of the things that have happened in the planner community, and sometimes I'm just like, dang. Like, that really happened, you know? And we kind of forget that these people are human and that these people have feelings. And that is something that I knew in 2023, like I said, I was going to change that about myself, that I was going to be more aware of who I am. I learned something really cool. You guys hear me talk about Yara, the crafty psychologist, but last year in the SGS planner conference, you guys, Yara was the mental health speaker, and she talked about how just taking little moments out of your day to just like breathe deeply, close your eyes, and just kind of do a full body scan. And sometimes you'd be like, dang, my back been hurting for an hour now. But you never really was able to focus on that because you got so many other things going on. Your anxiety may be high. Everything's going on. But if you just take a moment to like do that full body scan, to deep breathe, kind of center yourself, I honestly feel like it is so helpful. And just learning how to take a step back when needed, it's no shame in that. Like if you need to take a step back, if you need to take a long break, you need to be gone for 6 months. Girl, do you take care of you? That's the most important thing. But I think sometimes, you know, we want to be so successful in whatever we're doing, whether it's our regular 9-to-5 job or it's social media content or whatever it is, we want to be so successful that we like literally just chip away at pieces of ourselves and we lock them away like, oh, you're not allowed to be weak this week. You have a lot to going on and you have a lot of things that you need to accomplish and do. So you have to lock that crying girl up that's like, I can't do this. You got to lock her up and put her somewhere because you got to do what you got to do. And it's funny because you guys, I don't really necessarily have any like main topics today. I have quite a few topics. But one of the things that I kind of wanted to talk about is how my fiance asked me, he was like, babe, do you think that Black women have softer sides that are more tapped into their femininity? And I said, while we are tapped into our femininity, we are not allowed to be super feminine. We always need to be the strong one. Oh, she's a strong Black woman. And you know what I thought about? I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to be the strong Black woman. I just want to be the Black woman. Okay. The Black woman who has feelings, the Black woman who just says, you know what? I don't have the mental capacity to handle this today. And I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? The Black woman who is allowed to put on the dress and feel her femininity, to step into her femininity and be sexy and have that feminine energy just wrap around her and be able to, for the longest time, I know I don't have a ton of femininity, and I'm gonna say like feminine energy, let me say it that way. I don't have a ton of that, and honestly a lot of it just comes from I've never really had it, and also I have PCOS and my testosterone levels are very high, so that plays a part in it too. But I just feel like we as Black women, we do get deemed as that we're aggressive and we're, you know, we're strong and we're opinionated and all loud and all these things, but we have been raised and have been taught to be that way. We have always had to be that way in the world and the society because people will walk over all over us, step all over us, or we've had to do it by ourselves, you know. It's just a lot of things that come with being a Black woman, but the word strong is always attached to that. And it's something that just really makes you think, like, do we have to constantly be the strong Black woman? Somebody just spit on me, but I need to have composure and grace and be the strong Black woman to go through that. Somebody just called me a racial slur, but I need to be the strong Black woman. Oh, she's so strong. You know, she took that like a champ. But no, those are things that are chipping away at us. Those are the things that are making us hate the world or hate the outside and feel like we have to continue to be strong because we need to block out anything that can hurt us. And I think that, like, yeah, we don't tap into our femininity a lot, or we don't tap into our feminine energy at all. And a lot of us, yeah, we do wear the dresses and the skirts and all of that. But I do want to say this, that is not what makes you feminine. Being feminine is a lot more than that. And I highly just suggest, like, y'all think about it, read into it. It's just something that I just wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit. I don't want to go full deep into the topic unless y'all really want to have a conversation, but it was just something that just really crossed my mind of how, like, we as Black women are not allowed to just be Black women. We have to be strong. And even when we use our voices, because they have used that label of strong Black woman, right, so much that when we use our voices and we speak up, oh, she's aggressive. Oh, she's angry. Oh, she's this. And it's like, no, I'm just finally standing up for myself and being the actual strong Black woman, because what they seem as strong Black woman is when you're meek and quiet. When I can do you wrong, walk all over you, and you say nothing, oh, she's so strong. She handled that like a boss. But the moment that you open your mouth, the moment that you step up for yourself, the moment that you say, no, 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 get somebody else to do it, then everybody's like, oh my God, I can't believe she acted like that. Oh, you can't? I've been the strong Black woman this whole time. I'm actually giving you now the strong Black woman. So I, you know, it's just weird. It's something that popped across my mind. And like, especially when my fiance asked me that, because we even had questions or conversations about it. Like, I know at the very beginning of us dating, like, I know that I was like, I was a rough girl. I was a rough chick. Okay. But it's just like, it's just because you have been either hurt by the world, hurt around the people that you're around, and you just literally are trying to protect your heart, your feelings, and yourself. And the world has told you, it has put this, like, as soon as you come out the womb, it's like a stamp being licked and slapped right on the back of your back, right? Strong Black woman. Like, that's exactly what comes out. You're born and boom, that's what they put on your back. Strong Black woman. And no, we should not have to carry the weight of the world. We should not have to carry the weight of anybody else on our shoulders. Get somebody else to do it. It is 2023. I'm stepping into my feminine energy. I'm a girly girl. Open the doors. I'm dainty. I'm a damsel in distress. Okay. I am not out here wearing capes and saving hoes. No more. We're not doing that. It is 2023 and Black women should be out here living their best life, planning their best life, and not worrying about how they're going to fix everybody else's problems but their own. As Black women, we should start pouring into our own cups because it's very much needed. It is very much needed. And it's something that I just crossed my line and I had to throw it out there, but I would love to have a conversation with other Black women about it. Like, how do you feel? Like, what's your thought process on it? Because I feel like it's just really hard for us to really tap into that because of how the world treats us, how we've been raised, things that, especially coming from my era. Okay. I'm 37. So we know I'm 37, but I was raised by a single Black mom. And we already know she had to be strong in ways that she could probably never imagined that she had to be because she had to do it all. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of times those types of actions and those types of roles play into how it shapes a woman, how it morphs a woman into. But I'm telling you, even with society outside, they are still trying to shape us into these strong Black women, but they only want the strong Black quiet woman. If you're strong Black and start talking back, oh, no, ma'am, that's too much for me. Okay. The audacity, you know what I mean? Like, it is a lot. And I will say to all my Black women out there, all my Black queens, all my beautiful, beautiful Black women, I love you. I see you. I hear you. You are heard and you are never walking alone. My door is always open. It is always a safe space. And especially for just Black women, especially for women of color, we definitely need to start talking about these issues and talking about things a little bit more and like just really start thinking about how the world views us. I live in Florida and one of the things that has been really frustrating for me is just looking at how DeSantis is just removing things that are important to our history, things that we fought so hard for. I feel like we're going backwards. I literally watched a reel the other day where this man asked, could he add to the amendment of what another guy wanted to add to like the voting ballot? He wanted to add lynching, hanging from a tree. Hanging from a tree in 2023. We're going back to hanging folks from the tree. Like, I just tell me that it's not blatant racism out here in our faces, but yet day and day everybody's trying to tell us that didn't happen that way. That's not right. But all the time we are shown where black men and women are not equal. We do not have the same life that everybody else has. We do not have the equal rights. We have fought so hard to be equals and we're still deemed as less. So tell me, how can you want to have the erasure of our history when Black history is American history and this country was built on the backs of slaves? Make it make sense, you guys. And after all of that, y'all, and another thing, I was scrolling through TikTok. Lord, I gotta stay off TikTok late at night because this is when I get irritated, okay? So I'm scrolling through TikTok, and as a kid, I always hated Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Child, I don't know why, but that movie just rubbed me the wrong way. And I want to say it's because that little girl, Violet, I was like, somebody, get caught up. Okay, and then that little greedy boy that was up there drinking the chocolate fountain, I wanted to knock him smooth out too, because I was like, what y'all up here doing? But you know, if you was raised, you were raised in the 80s and the 90s, and you had a Black mama, y'all already know, you was gonna get, you just know the speech that they had before they got in there, right? Don't touch nothing, don't look at nothing, don't ask for nothing, don't even think about nothing. You know the speech you got, y'all know the speech you got before you went in the store, right? And in my mind, I'm like, I know if these kids was Black, they got that speech. And now y'all in here acting a fool. It's almost like, y'all remember Cat in the Hat? Cat in the Hat used to give me a panic attack so bad because I just thought, if y'all don't get that house clean before that mama get home, y'all finna get whooped. laughing so bad. So I'm strolling through TikTok, right? Let me get back to my story before I go off on another tangent. But let me get back to the story, right? Okay, so I'm scrolling through TikTok and I see this girl talking about Oompa Loompas. Did y'all know that Oompa Loompas were black and they were actually slaves? And that Willy Wonka bought, in the book, Willy Wonka bought them from an island, had them packed in boxes and shipped to him, and had the people poke holes in the boxes. What does that sound like to y'all? Y'all, when I tell you I got so mad, I could have just threw my phone. Like, you want to tell me that racism does not exist, that I used to make believe, and then every time we turn around, the true origin of a story has the Europeans out here doing the most. You frosted Fleabag Betties. Like, I just can't. And we can't argue. We cannot argue about racism at all. Like, you're not going to argue with me about it because it's not something that we can agree to disagree on. It's just, I'm going to block you. I'm going to mute you. It's not a conversation that we can have that where, well, maybe it was this or maybe it was that. It is blatant racism in almost everything, especially older stories. And these people will try to turn it around and make it seem like we are crazy and we're making things up. And yet, time and time again, throughout the years, we are shown, it's right in our faces, and we get all the way up to 2023 for all the things that we have fought for, all the things that we have worked our behinds off for, a lot of us have died for, and now we're getting to where we're gonna go backwards, and we're gonna add lynching or hanging in trees on a voting ballot to vote that it comes back. I thought we should be moving forward. I thought we would have, you know, progress. But when I see things like this, it just saddens me because it's just like this world is just getting worse and worse. And more evil and cruel things are happening in the world. And it's just, when is enough is enough? You know what I mean? When are we going to say enough is enough and really truly stand behind what we're talking about? And it's one of the reasons why I said I didn't really want to voice my voice anymore too much in the planner community about certain issues. And this is going to lead me to talking about some planner stuff, but I didn't want to really, you know, voice those issues anymore because they weren't getting heard and they weren't important. And at the end of the day, I think people were more focused on planners and that we were just telling them that their planner that they love so much was wrong versus actually hearing what, like, there needs to be a change. Like, there should be diversity and inclusion, and that these companies have work to do and you have work to do. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Is anyone perfect? Absolutely not. But can we grow? Can we learn? Can we change? Absolutely. And those are the things that I'm looking for. And this leads me to, and recently I had somebody reach out to me and show me the new release because they knew I loved like Tigger and Winnie the Pooh. Some of you know, some of you don't know, but I actually have Tigger tattooed on my leg. Like it says Tiggerific underneath it. Like I absolutely love Tigger. Okay. That's my bae. But I have always just loved everything Disney. And when HP first came out with their Disney stuff, I was so here for it because I was still like using HP and I was so excited. And, you know, in this question of like somebody sending me this stuff, somebody sent me a DM and asked me, they loved my planners and loved what I was posting, but did I ever see myself going back to HP? And, you know, like I said, all that conversation that we had before kind of just brought me here because here's the thing. I don't think, first of all, let's before I answer that question, because they were asking me what I thought about the spring line as well. Let me answer the spring line collection first, and then I'll go into that. I like that they changed their packaging. It looks kind of cool. It did attract the eye with the whole like black and then the rainbow of the happy. Like, I'm like, ooh, that's cute. And I also like that they had, you know, they had some new things that seemed like you just hadn't really seen, but also, as I was looking through the collections, they have one collection. I'm not sure what it's called because I didn't look that deep. Okay, first of all, I just kind of really skimmed the release. But one of the things that I saw was I see that HP recycles their designs a lot. So they had a cover that had like the disc on there, which totally gave me Planner Babe vibes. And I own like a crap ton of the Planner Babe stuff because I was obsessed at the time. And I've tried to sell some of it and I've tried to like give some away, but I still have some that are like literally is brand new in the package. Planners, half sheet notebooks, stickers, all that stuff, right? And it just brought me back to Planner Babe. I didn't see where they were like just bringing something that was new and innovative and fresh. And I get it. There a lot of companies are not always bringing something new and innovative and fresh. But when you are creating stickers and you are such a mass producer of products, you would think that you would see something completely different. I saw a bunch of florals and I felt like, oh, some of the florals were really cute. I was like, okay, that's a cute sticker book. But a lot of that stuff just also looks like some of the same stuff that I already have. And if I'm being honest, I do still use HP. I do. I still use their products because I have a ton of them. I just told you I have like the full Planner Babe collection. And, you know, like I had like the Glam Girl and the Miss Maker and the Socialite. I had all these sticker books, the Wrong Wrong. I had all this stuff and I still have a lot of it. And I feel like I am going to use it. It's not my main source of like going to planner stuff. I do have quite a bit of their Disney collection as well. And I do use the Disney collection more than I use any other stuff. But I don't see myself just like when I'm sitting down to plan, if it's not a Disney spread, I'm not running for a Happy Planner sticker book immediately. Like that's not who I am anymore. And I think the problem that came in honestly for me was that HP doesn't just really align with my values. Now, while I think that the collection this year for the spring release, the flowers and stickers and stuff, they were super cute. They were, I will give them that. It was super cute. It did give me the feels of like back in the day when I was like a Happy Planner girl. But it's not anything that I felt like was so new and fresh that I had to have. Now, the Disney collection, the Tink collection is very, very cute. And I also think that the Winnie the Pooh collection is cute. If you guys know me, I just said it. Tigger is absolutely one of my favorites. Okay. The was gonna get me every time because I was like, yes, Tigger, I love you, bae. I've been a lover of Tigger since I was a little girl. So that I felt like that collection was definitely super cute. There was some sticker books in there. You know, all of that was very, very cute. The Disney collection is always gonna catch my eye, right? Because there's not a lot of companies that are making like mass like big sticker books with tons of sticker sheets of Disney stuff. So I think that's pretty cool. But I don't think I would just purposely go to the store and be like, oh, I'm going to go pick up this. Now, if I'm in the store and I happen to see the collection and it's on sale or it's on, better yet, clearance, okay, then I will go ahead and probably purchase one. But I haven't really purchased any Happy Planner sticker books in the last 2.5 years. I have not really been into that. And I don't, honestly, I don't have anything against the company. Only thing that I really wanted to see was change. I wanted to see growth. I wanted to see them choose have a little bit more diversity when they choose their team, which now that has went away and they're just sending like random babes and affiliates and stuff like that boxes, which is fine. But I definitely wanted to see more diversity. I wanted to see that women who were truly into HP and who were sharing HP constantly, whether you were a small influencer or a large influencer, you know, I wanted to see that they shared the love everywhere. I felt like they should have been got rid of Squad because Squad just made a lot of hate and it made a lot of anger. And a lot of it to me personally, like I said, I'm still here for it. I will tell you that I agreed absolutely 100% that I think that people should get paid when they are dedicated to a company in this way for a whole entire year, because dedicating your life to something for a year, it may not seem like, oh, it's just a year, but a year is a very long time in a way. And for you to be dedicated to that one place or to be creating content constantly for this company and not getting paid or not receiving any really accolades for what you're doing, I felt like definitely, I think people should be paid for the work that they do. And then there's times when like there's contents or there's things that's going to happen where you might not necessarily get paid, but you do make something that is equal to the pay, if that makes sense. Like you're getting, it's like a swap off, you know what I mean? But I don't feel like these ladies were really getting, and gentlemen were really getting a swap off. I just felt like they were being almost used, but that's my opinion. That's my personal opinion. So whatever happened, but I'm kind of, the most recent problem that I honestly had with Squad or in general with Happy Planner Squad was that I felt like it bred hate. I felt like it bred jealousy. You would see like every year when Squad kind applications open and it came time to like apply and all that stuff, y'all, I dreaded like the aftermath, because the aftermath would be people crying, people talking about how they were going to unalive themselves because they worked so hard for this and that they wanted this and they wanted that. It would be very much dramatics. one of the years, one of the girls, like, she just, like, lost it. She was going off, and she was, like, writing, like, these long paragraphs, and it was a lot. And it would just be so sad because these people just felt like this was the way that it was going to make it to the top. And coming from a person who was a Happy Planner girl who even applied for Squad once in 2019, yes, I did. I realized in that moment after I applied for Squad, and I realized that the people that made Squad, that people would say, oh, Squad wasn't chosen. But in my mind, I did feel like Squad was already kind of deemed as chosen because I feel like they're vetting the people throughout the years. Like, they're looking around, seeing what people are doing, what they're working with, and they already kind of know who they're going to go for. You know what I mean? I get it. People are like, no, that's not how it works. But it does give that vibe, especially when you just sit back and pay attention to the people that they were picking. And don't get me wrong, I don't think the people that were getting picked were not worthy. They absolutely were. They were worthy of being picked. I feel like they had great content. All of those things. What I'm saying is that I felt like in that moment, it was already creating a rift between people. And I was starting to realize that. And I was starting to realize that, like, as much as I love Happy Planner, I was a Happy Planner girl. Like, y'all see, I had the pictures with the disc in it. I was buying, like, from every release. Like, this is why I have so much stuff. Because I was really, truly addicted. And I think now, looking back, the amount of money that I spent with Happy Planner, I should have been using that money to reinvest into myself. Because in our thought process, you know, in my mind, I was thinking, I want to be a Happy Planner girl. I want to be on the Squad. Because at that time, Squad, when you got on Squad, you were going to grow to that 10K. You needed that 10K and be able to put the link into your stories. And we were all seeking that 10K, right? We were all seeking that validation, and being part of the Happy Planner Squad, you were getting excited when Stephanie came and liked your post, or when Stephanie came and followed you. You were getting excited when Hannah followed you. You're getting excited like, oh my God, Hannah liked one of my posts. Oh my God, Happy Planner sees me. Oh my God, Happy Planner reshared my story. You know, it was giving you that. It was giving you like a high. I felt like Happy Planner literally was like a drug. But what I started to feel like, and this is my personal opinion, so please do not get crazy. I honestly just felt like Happy Planner was giving me cult-like vibes, right? I went back through the years thinking about how I was planning and how, like, if you're not a part of the Happy Planner Squad, a lot of the times, and when I say squad, I mean, like, a part of the, you know, the gang using the stuff, the products. I felt like you weren't in. People didn't want to, like, we're Happy Planner girls and you're this, you just use whatever planner. You know what I mean? I felt like it was dividing us, and I felt like we were divided. And even in thinking about the accounts that I was following most of the people that only use Happy Planner. If you didn't use Happy Planner, I wasn't interested in what you were planning. Not realizing that it doesn't matter what planner it is. All that matters is that a person is laying down their stickers or just planning in general with just a plain old pen. It doesn't really matter. I'm inspired by so many things. The other day I was watching the Honeybee Shop, and she had gotten really busy, and she was like, you know what? I'm just doing an only pen spread. And I loved her only pen spread. It was super cute. She did like some little doodles and she wrote. And like, I'm not an only pen type of girl because I'm not a very good doodler. So I need some stickers somewhere. But I love that. And it inspired me to be like, okay, when I plan this week, maybe I should have a little bit more white space so that, like, it's stickers, but it's more white space, because this may work for me on days or weeks that I'm really, really busy. And I just need to, like, brain dump out the work that I need to get done and go, you know, go about my business. So you can find inspiration in anybody's page. It doesn't mean that they have to use strictly Passion Planner, or they have to use strictly this or strictly that. And one thing that I will say is, like, you know, to answer the question of, like, did I like the spring release? There was really cute things. Like I said, there were things that I was like, oh, I like that. But there was also things that I thought, like, this just looks familiar, or this just looks like repeat stuff. Like, it just looks like y'all went back and got some old patterns, jazzed it up a little bit, and then just, like, threw it in a book and, like, here you go, something new. And it's like, not really. You know what I mean? To go back and answer the other question of, like, would I go back? I will never go back to being that girl. I will never, I don't look back and say, oh, I want to be this. I want to be better than I was the day before. And so I will never go back to who I was, because 2020 me and 2019 me is completely different than 2023 me. And I don't think I would go back to just using HP products. Would I go back to, like, would I buy a sticker book here and there? Maybe. Would I buy, like, a notebook here and there? Maybe. But to just search out their products, I'm not doing. And also, I just still like, I'm not sure. I haven't followed HP like that. I do still follow their account and I see their stuff pop up. My friend actually uses HP, a few other people. I don't really care that y'all use the products. I really don't care about that. All of that stuff, like I said, is very old. It doesn't really matter. What matters is just seeing like the change and the growth. And I do feel like they've made some changes here and there, but to really know about them, I don't, because they're not on my radar. One of the things that I really loved about myself that like I continue to talk about, even talk about this with my friend Ursula, is how like once I stopped using Happy Planner, like I went into like, and I mean like their planner, actual planner, and I started using other planners, I feel like I found my creativity more. I found like I plan better. I'm happier with my spreads, because when I was planning with HP, I was planning in the mindset of like, what will get them to look at my page? What will get them to like my post? What will get them, or what will get the other squad girlies to come and hang out with me and be like, hey, let me be in this it crowd, you know, in this in crowd. And I think the moment that you start walking in your purpose and you start walking in your authenticity, you start finding your own self. You start finding your own journey. So no, I don't tag my, even if I use Happy Planner stickers, I don't tag them at all. I don't, you know, I don't need them to look at my stuff. If they happen to see it, cool. If they don't, hey, even cooler, right? I'm doing my own thing. And I'm not a Happy Planner girl. And I think that's what happens. We sometimes wrap ourselves up. And that's what was happening to me. And I talked about this before. Like, I got so wrapped up in Happy Planner that I'm a Happy Planner. Like, I'm a Happy Planner. And I feel like while that's fine to say, make sure you know who you are. Make sure you know who that girl is, or who that guy is, who that non-binary is. Let me say that too. Know who you are. Know yourself. Know that, like, okay, yeah, I may be into this planner, but I am still Queen's Fancy Plans. You guys know that I am an affiliate with Passion Planner. I absolutely love my Passion Planner. Literally, I'm using two Passion Planners this year, like where before I would just use one, and I'm literally thinking about adding a third one. Like, I love Passion Planner so much, but I am not a Passion Planner, if that makes sense. I am a planner babe. And I plan in a Passion Planner. I plan in my Savannah Paper Co. And speaking of Savannah Paper Co., let's have a word from our sponsors. Are you looking for the perfect undated planner? Well, look no further. Savannah Paper Co. has exactly what you need, whether it's A5 wide, inserts, B6, they've got you covered. Their planners are high quality, durable, 176, GSM paper, 12 months completely undated, interchangeable covers, and get this, you guys, no ghosting with pens. Savannah Paper Co. not only has great planners, but they also carry a wide variety of stickers. So use code QUEEN15 to save today. Reward yourself with a little sticker therapy for your everyday life. That's code QUEEN15. I plan using Lights Planner Action. I plan using, you know, I have an Aura Stone notebook cover. I use so many different types of planners. I am a planner babe and a planner enthusiast and a person who just loves to plan and use stickers and notebooks. And I'm not just one certain thing. And I think sometimes, and I'm not saying that you're using that word is wrong, but what I'm saying is that our mentality and our thought process, at least for me, was completely different. And we're so wrapped up in that you just had to have this stuff and you had to have something from every release and you had to keep up. And I felt like people were getting into debt and just like throwing away their money, and they were buying stuff that like they didn't even want. Like, do y'all remember, was it Jungle Vibes? I think it was called Jungle Vibes. Girl, that was one of the ugliest collections to me. To me personally, it was one of the ugliest collections. But I felt like people were hyping it up even when they didn't like it, only because they were afraid. Like, you couldn't say, oh, I didn't like this. That was another thing. It was creating like toxic positivity, and that like you couldn't really share your true feelings and your true emotions. And I felt all of that. And I felt all of those things. And whether it may be true or not, these are my opinions and my thoughts and just like how I felt. And I wanted to be different. And that's why I said, like, just being able to be yourself, to walk in your truth, to show up as your authentic self and just say, you know what? I'm a planner. This is what I use. I use Happy Planner, or I'm a planner. I use Passion Planner, or I'm a planner. It doesn't matter what planner that we use. And I think that's one of the things that I would love for everybody to realize. It doesn't matter what planner we use. What brings us together is our planner. That common denominator that brings us together, that says, ah, I found my people, is our planners. And it doesn't matter what planner that you're using. And I will say the community has definitely kind of shifted and changed. And the thought process of that is a little bit different. Now, do the HP girlies still be HP girly in together? Yes, they do. And that's always going to happen, because they bond over that. I will say that, like, my planner bonding with my friend was HP. Like, we bonded over HP and even had a couple, like, not so bonded moments over HP. But it was something that we always talked about. Has that bond changed? Absolutely, since I stopped using HP. But we don't judge each other. I don't judge her for using HP. She doesn't judge me for the planner companies that I use. And, you know, it just is what it is. What I will say is that at the end of the day, I think the conversations that we were having, and I had this conversation with another planner babe, and I was so grateful that I got to meet her at SGS planner conference, because we were able to have an open, more open conversation. And I think she understood my point of view a little bit more, and I understood her point of view a little bit more, because I think sometimes when we're talking online, people are so, again, like I said, when you're using your voice, especially as a Black woman, they're like, oh my God, she's so aggressive, she's angry, she's, you know, talking crap, blah, blah, blah. And honestly, that's not what's happening. It's just that we're using our voices. We're in a spaces that is predominantly white. And sometimes when that happens and Black women are starting to speak up and use their voices, they are so used to us being meek and mild and just going with the flow that when we start speaking up, you know what I mean? It's kind of that, it's back to that whole thing that I talked about of the strong Black woman, but now you're the strong, aggressive Black woman because you're actually standing up for yourself and actually being strong. You know what a strong Black woman is. And so, you know, so I think, like, having those conversations and opening the door, and I'm glad, I'm grateful for the person who came and asked me, like, yeah, girl, like, I told her, I was like, yeah, we will definitely talk about on the podcast of, like, how I loved HP at the time, and I will never take that season of my life back, because there's a lot of lessons in that. There's a lot of things that I grew and I learned, and I will never take it. Look, I look back, I have all my planners. Okay. I have my very first happy planner, and it will always have a near dear moment to my heart, because this is when I entered into the planner community. This is when I started finding out who I am. And honestly, if it wasn't for me joining this planner community, I don't think I would have taken the steps to have, like, my own podcast. I'll be working with Hot Topic and securing all these other brands and just really working on being a better person. I don't think that I would be, you know, on this path that I'm on right now, which is looking very up and very bright. And I'm very grateful for, you know, everything that I have and the opportunities that are coming my way. So I will never regret my time with HP, because it was a learning and it was a stepping stone. And I think a lot of girlies don't understand that, because some of us did build brands and businesses off of using HP. And like I said, that 10K was like automatic. Like, you knew if you were going to be on squad, you was about to get that 10K. But after a while, it stopped being that, because a lot of us weren't looking at the new girls. A lot of people were just looking at the older girls, still looking at their stuff, because, of course, the company was still selling the older girls packages. So, like, why should I watch the new girls when I can still watch my favorites from last year? You know, it was that type of stuff. And I feel like, in general, just the breeding of the hate and the jealousy, and just, like, you know, it just was a lot. And over the years, I feel like it has gotten a little bit better, especially I feel like now that it's not really squad, there's not really, like, a competition type of thing. I think more people are, you know, because it gave a vibe of you can't sit with us. And I didn't like that. I wanted to be able to build a table, and I want everybody to come and sit with me. I want all of us to win. And that's something that's hard for people to understand, because not everybody that is around you wants you to win. Not everybody's out here clapping their hands for you because they're so busy looking at themselves and wanting themselves to be above everybody else. And, like, why is she succeeding and I'm not? And why she got this and I don't? Like, that type of mentality. And I think that, like, if you already have that thought process and then you don't get picked, and, like, your friend gets picked or somebody else gets picked, then you feel some type of way. And now you're angry and jealous, and you're just letting that grow inside of you. So I think, in a way, you know, I love that they have changed. I love that they've changed some of their process and their new labels and logos and all of that stuff. They're doing really great. I love that. I love that for them. But for me, I don't ever think I will fully go back to them. Will I buy a sticker book here and there? Like I said, yes. Will I buy maybe a planner? I don't know. I'm really into the products that I'm using now. And I, you know, like I said, I am just a planner babe. I don't label myself as anything. I just come here to see the pretty stickers and planners and enjoy myself and have a good time and share my love for planning and stickering and all the things. Okay. All the pens, all the things. Okay. that entails, you know, being in this rabbit hole of community that we are in, because let me tell you, you can go look for one pen and then you're down just like a rabbit hole of like pens, markers, notebooks, all kinds of stuff. And I love it here. I absolutely love it. I love that I have a place to share like my hobby and my dreams and my goals and all the things that I love. And I'm able to share everything together, you know, my Disney stuff and Hot Topic and all these different things. I'm able to bring all of that to you guys. And I'm just grateful for that community because you guys are very open armed and you're letting people be themselves. And I feel like out of all the communities that I've been in, I definitely feel like the planner community, though it has its problems, it has drama, girl, does it have drama, okay? This community is the most loving and most accepting community. This is the community that is quite forgiving sometimes, even though some people don't deserve it. I will say, I feel like some people don't deserve it. Be like, girl, do you, I don't know about that. But this community is very loving and I love that about this community and I love being a part of it. And I enjoy all the things that I get to see on the daily and my friends creating. And like I said, that's one of the things that I will never like go back to, is only following people in a certain community of like, you know, planners. Because when I tell you that I enjoy seeing people use pocket planners, girl, I got two pockets and I don't even use my pocket anymore, but I have two pocket planners and I junk journal and Bujo's. Like, there's so many different things to follow and to see, and you can draw inspiration from all of that, and you don't have to, you know, bog yourself down to be just one planner. You can use it all, or you can use a little bit, or you can use one, or you can use five planners, whatever the case may be. But you are allowed to do that. You're allowed to experiment. And like I said, when I took that title back and I kind of took it away of saying like I was a happy planner, and I took it away, in a way, I revived something in myself that like I realized, like, yeah, you're a planner, babe. You're still a planner. Your core values are still about planning and stickering and all those good things. But you're no longer giving yourself that label and tying yourself to one company or brand or trying to be something that you're not, and feeling like you have to live up to that standard. Because I feel like in a way you had to live up to that certain standard of like, you've always got to be positive, you always got to be happy. And that's not how life works. People go through real things and go through a lot of things in life, that sometimes your life is up and sometimes your life is down. But it's okay that you're having a bad day. It's okay that you're having a bad moment. This too shall pass. But I felt like you're never able to really say that or share that. You know what I mean? It just didn't feel that way. So all that to say is, yes, I think the spring release is super cute. Okay, very girly with all the florals. I love that they had the disc cover, but it still was giving very much stuff that they have already done. But I was seeing where they was going. I like the new logo. It's very cute, very bright. Okay. I might buy something here and there. I don't know. But will I ever fully go back to being a happy planner girl? I will not, because I like who I am now. I like the journey that I'm on. And yeah, and I don't judge anybody because I don't care what planner you use. I just want to see what the spread look like, sis. Show me the spread, okay? So with all that being said, no, I'm not going back. I'll get somebody else to do it. I'm not going back. But I still love anybody who's out here planning and living their best life. That's all that really matters to me. So yeah, I just definitely had to come and talk about that. I'm going to get off my soapbox now. All the things that were just like kind of swirling in my brain. These last couple episodes have just been like really random episodes. You tell me, you guys, do you like all the like little mini topics that I'm hitting and just talking about a bunch of different things? Or do you guys like when I talk about just like one big topic? You guys let me know. I would love to hear your thoughts, your opinions, your comments, all of that. If you go over and message me at Fancy Plans and Things Radio on Instagram, I would love to chat with you. You can even message me at Queens Fancy Plans on Instagram. But make sure you're following both Instagrams. Make sure you go ahead and follow. If you want to send me an email so we can chat about a topic, and that would be great too, at fancyplansandthingsradio@gmail.com. I'll have all the information linked below. Make sure you guys go over and check out Savannah Paper Co. Thank you again for sponsoring today's episode. And yeah, I am so grateful to all of you babes out there. You guys are just so wonderful. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys are having an amazing Friday. And with that being said, you know, Sunday is what? Yes, honey, it is self-care Sunday. So make sure you go and do something for you, because you can't what? You cannot pour from an empty cup. So make sure you go and refill your cup, whether you're taking that bubble bath, drinking that glass of wine, whatever it is, make sure you do something for you. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. But until next time, you know what to do. Stay fancy.